It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And away we go. The third hour of the Rob Brown Show is underway. This is the Fan Up State. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown and the great one, Lonzo, with you. Rolling through a four-hour sports talk radio extravaganza. And happy to have the Armada along for the ride. You know who else is happy today? Segue, very good at this. Shane Beamer, I assume, is a very happy man after the performance of his South Carolina Gamecocks last week. They had the number 10 team in the country, the Texas A&M Aggies, come to town. Those weirdos in their painted-up, skin-tight overalls doing their dumb little dances on the Capitol House stairs got sent back to College Station with the fat L by the South Carolina Gamecocks. It's really the only fan base I'm openly hostile to, the Texas A&M Aggies, and I don't apologize for it. They are weirdos, and while I'm sure that she will not agree with me because she is a genuine, kind, polite person who is above the stooping down to the level that I am willing to do here on the show, the great Lulu Kessin of the Greenville News joins us here to talk about it. Lulu, first off, hi, good morning, how's it going?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Did you find Lulu Kessin? And if you want off the hook for the question, I have no problem with it. But did you find the Texas A&M weirdos as weird as I told you they were going to be? Be honest.
I thought they were a little funky, but I didn't really see many of them. Like, I sit so far away from any fans, and I didn't see a lot on social media on Friday. But I don't think you were outlandish in what you told me last week.
Oh, I wasn't. I was deadly accurate with what I told you last week. Lulu Kessin from the Greenville News here on the Rob Brown Show every single Thursday at 8 o'clock straight up to talk a little Gamecock athletics. And as we work toward the end of the football season, we will start getting a little basketball in here down the line as well. Both the men's and women's program off to, I'll just say, starts, because it didn't go great for the men out of the gate. We'll talk about that later, but let's keep it dialed in on the gridiron for right now. Lulu Kessin, 30,000 foot view. What went so right for South Carolina in this win?
What impressed me most is that a lot went wrong, but South Carolina finally didn't let that cost them the game. Like, I'm thinking of that weird drop kick, like kickoff from Kai Kroger, where Beamer just couldn't get out of his own way and just called a really dumb trick play. And that kind of made all of us be like, oh, like, we've seen this film before. So I thought it was really impressive how South Carolina just continuously rebounded from its own errors, like Rocket Sanders kind of fumbling at a really costly time and then scoring two touchdowns afterwards. And I mean, when South Carolina went up 14-0, it was like everyone was like, oh, like LSU, like traces of LSU. So I think South Carolina played very well. Did they play a complete game? No, but I think they played very well. And just, it was very, to me, very visible that they were so sick of losing. They were so sick of losing really close games. And it just felt like their hunger level was just completely different on Saturday against A&M.
So we've been talking a little bit about it over the last couple of weeks, and it's the concept of discipline. I had ESPN's Marty Smith on the show a couple of weeks ago, and I asked him you know, what would he label, what would he say is the biggest thing about Shane Beamer? And he said, this team feels like it's dangerously close to learning how to close out games. And if they get to the point that they learn how to close out games, they immediately become a threat to some big names. Kind of felt like that was the case. And again, I got to see it multiple times, Lulu. Like, happy with the A&M win. Now you got to go to Vanderbilt, which Alabama learned is actually a dangerous place this year. If we see this team, in my opinion, and I want yours as well, if we see that lesson carry over and they go get into a scrap with Vandy and they're able to close the door on the Doors, then I think we can start looking at South Carolina and going, okay, now they are for real. But if they go have another game like they did against Ole Miss or even a letdown like they did against LSU or Alabama, then I think at that point you go, okay, same old, same old. So what does next week look like for you with the lessons that South Carolina hopefully learned at home against A&M?
I agree entirely. I think I was saying the same thing about the Oklahoma game. And with the bye week, I was like, okay, South Carolina is going to be judged most on how they learned from the sloppy play that they had against Ole Miss out of the last bye week. Can they regroup and be better? And then they come out against Texas A&M, and they are. And I think the only way they prove that this isn't a fluke and that they're actually making improvements in a positive direction is how they play against Vanderbilt. And it's almost like Vanderbilt right now is the biggest test, because I think Shane Beamer is getting a lot of praise, but I think that praise will quickly evaporate if South Carolina doesn't show up 2 weeks in a row, because I think the whole thing is that, to exactly your point, everyone's sort of like, oh, South Carolina has been knocking on the door so long, they're finally actually knocking the door down. But is it actually a consistent trend? Are they getting better? Or is it sort of like, oh, they show up one game and then they kind of don't show up 2 weeks in a row the next?
Yeah, that word consistency, right? We talked about it the last couple of weeks on the show. I've called it the C word. It's the C word. It's been the biggest bugaboo for Shane Beamer. It's consistency out of his football team after Oklahoma, after Texas A&M. I think you string three games together where when things are going well, you ride the high, and when things kind of slow down, as they did late in the first half for South Carolina, how do you put nose back to grindstone and keep going? They do that 3 weeks in a row, and the narrative shifts a little bit, in my opinion.
Right, and I think also it's very fair for a lot of what Shane was talking about earlier in the season if South Carolina is able to end the season the way it is. And what I mean is his offense is inexperienced. They still technically are, but they're making positive, you know, changes. They're improving. And I think that speaks to what Shane has been advocating all season long, which is they just need time. So it's very fair. And, you know, like it makes sense that everything's going right for South Carolina now. So if that trend continues, I don't think Shane's excuses in the beginning of the season for why things were failing are wrong, but I think he can only use them if actually time is proving and helping, proving that he's right and helping South Carolina, you know, and the younger players improve.
We're talking with Lulu Kessin. She covers the South Carolina Gamecock Athletic Department for the Greenville News here on the Rob Brown Show. Joins us every Thursday at 8 o'clock in the morning. There's a couple of different players that I want to talk about, and let's start with a guy that had, fairly or unfairly, that's subjective, taken some criticism from Gamecock fans, and that's obviously Lenoris Sellers. He becomes one of two 100-yard rushers against Texas A&M on the season. There have only been two, and they both played this past weekend. Lenoris Sellers and Rocket Sanders, you add on a couple hundred yards and a couple of tutty passes. Lenoris Sellers, to me, Lulu Kessin, started to show a little bit of that development that we've been waiting to see, started to show a little bit more understanding, a little bit more aggressiveness in terms of utilizing his leg to open up the field and then to finish plays if he needed to. And on top of that, I thought that, credit where credit is due, Dow Loggins did a good job of working enough designed runs in to force the defense to stay honest without exhausting Lenoris Sellers. I thought everything about this kid's game plan and game execution on Saturday, Lulu, I think it's what Gamecock fans have been waiting for to see out of the young man.
Entirely. And I think the play where he just absolutely trucked his defender to get the first down was so representative of that, especially because of the criticism that he's got, and honestly valid in my opinion, where he slid, you know, just short of the first down, and just his like field and game awareness hasn't always been there. And I think that Lenoris just played exactly what you said, the game that South Carolina fans have been wanting him to play. He was loose. I mean, he wasn't perfect. He had some bad overthrown passes, and, you know, he didn't turn the ball over for the second game in a row because the fumble that he had got called back for a hold. But I think Lenoris just was playing free, and he had an offensive coordinator that was calling plays that catered to that. And I think that, you know, it's very fair to just be like, hey, Dowell finally opened up the playbook. But I think overall it was a lot of what Lenoris was doing mentally, and that was just assertiveness and confidence. And it was, like you said, that everything's going to get better for him with time naturally. So it's like, is he doing his part to improve and control his controllables? And it felt like he has been, and it felt like everything was sort of coming together against A&M.
Lulu Kessin joining us here on the show. We talked about consistency, and I think this is another aspect of that, Lulu, because there were games earlier this year where we said the same thing, right? It looks like Dow Loggins opened up the playbook, and then turn around the next week, and it felt like that went away a little bit. And granted, one of those was in the win over Oklahoma, where South Carolina, I want to say they had it in the bag at halftime, but you felt real good about it at halftime, and it came out second half, and it looked like you had kind of taken the foot off of the accelerator. And I said, look, that concerns me a little bit, right? It concerns me you're not taking the opportunity to keep getting better, to be a little bloodthirsty and show that you can do that, whatever. This game, it never felt like South Carolina was even close to letting up. I mean, it felt to me, even late in the game, after that last touchdown that made it the final score, and it was very clear that A&M, there was no path back to victory here. It felt like the team just kept playing the Gamecock football that got them there, and from an outsider on the inside, it felt pretty good.
Yes, and I think going forward, Shane loves to tell us, like, oh, every week in the SEC is different. Every week in the SEC is hard. And I'm not saying this to knock Vanderbilt or say that they're not a talented team, because they are, and it's going to be a tough task. But I think that if South Carolina drops this game after playing the way they played against Texas A&M, then a lot of Shane's excuses and a lot of his outlook on this team, you know, kind of go away. I can't hear him say that, you know, they're learning from mistakes. They understand things when they don't understand the importance of consistency. And I think there's no better time to prove that they have understood that than this weekend.
I would like Lulu Kessin to talk just a minute about a couple of abstracts. On Monday, I said that this was a program-defining result. And I am not just talking about the win. I was watching this game outside in the fire pit, had the outside TV fire going with the wife, and we were having a ball watching this game. But what was interesting was the YouTube TV stream didn't have commercials, all right? So whenever they would call timeout or somebody scored whatever, they would go to an aerial cam, and it showed the entire interior of Willie B without cutting away. And they had the lights and the lasers and the smoke and sandstorm and the music and all this stuff going on. And I told her, I was like, it looks like a damn nightclub that has a football game going on the outside of it. It looked fun to me. She looked at me and said, we have to go to a night game. We can't not go to another game this year, right? It was so compelling that my 40-year-old wife, who does not like to be out of bed after 7:30 p.m., was like, we got to go party. I have to be there by the end of this year. The program-defining win for me was not just that Shane found some consistency, you beat a top 10 team, and you finally closed out a game. But man, it looked like Willie B was just a damn fun place to be on a Saturday night in Columbia, South Carolina. That's the kind of stuff that I think gets attention and builds brands in 2024. If the trajectory upwards for Shane Beamer and the Gamecocks continues, Lulu Kessin, I think you'll be able to circle last Saturday night at Willie B as one of the milestone moments for why.
Right. And Shane's in his fourth year. Like, this is a very important season for him overall. And I do agree that it's not really, I guess, how you start a season. It's how you end it. And if if everybody in the program isn't capitalizing on every aspect of last Saturday, including the environment, like you're pointing out, then I think that's kind of a lost opportunity. And I would be very interested to see how things shake out in general, if that energy and momentum that was just kind of at this iceberg, at the tip of this iceberg on Saturday, isn't, you know, matched week after week.
I agree. You know, and there's some other programs that I kind of compare and contrast to, right? Like I look at Alabama when they lost to Vanderbilt. I mean, that's a program defining win for Vanderbilt. It's also a historic loss for Alabama. Yet they came back home the next week, and Bryant-Denny Stadium was absolutely full and rocking. And I had a buddy of mine like, how do you lose to Vanderbilt and have this many people show up? And the answer is because they're way good, way more often than they're way bad, right? Like the definition of Alabama football is successful. The fans are coming back. Shane Beamer's got the opposite problem. The problem historically for South Carolina has been they get these big wins, these historic wins, and then they turn around and it feels like regression to the mean the next week. If this is why this Vanderbilt game is so important, and it's very interesting that all of the sudden Vanderbilt is one of the tougher places to play in the SEC, or at least to go win against a respectable team. If Shane gets a dub in the house that Bama lost in, over the team that beat Bama, to a guy in Rayola, or excuse me, not Rayola, in Pavia, the quarterback there at Vanderbilt that has skyrocketed up the Heisman Trophy leaderboard the last couple of weeks, they go get this win, and all of a sudden you go, the Gamecocks aren't regressing. The Gamecocks are maintaining, but you build that into how much of a nightclub vibe and how much fun Willie B look like, and the fact that you did it in front of a litany of high caliber recruits that came to check it out. To me, Lulu Kesson, this game this Saturday is the biggest opportunity, I won't say biggest game, but biggest opportunity that Shane Beamer has had since he showed up in Columbia, South Carolina.
Yes. And looking at it too, you know, you and I, we both were like, there's no chance they beat Alabama. Like Ole Miss, I was very doubtful just because Ole Miss was so good at things in areas where South Carolina was so weak. Whereas this game, I truly just, every stat is in South Carolina's favor. And again, like Vanderbilt is, I know it's going to be a great game. I know it's going to be a close game. I know Vanderbilt's QB is incredibly talented and poses a huge threat to South Carolina. I'm not saying that. But looking at it, I think you can't shy away from the fact that this Vanderbilt game is also an incredibly great time. Like, it's a great time to be playing a very talented Vanderbilt team. And I think that kind of goes exactly to your point. Like, I don't think Shane Beamer, if this doesn't come out his way, is going to be able to walk away from it being like, oh, well, they're a talented team. They're obviously, you know, they're really experienced. And, you know, it's not an Ole Miss. It's not an Alabama. It's a team that is very similar to you in terms of what they're doing with their season this year. And like you said, it's all about taking advantage of the opportunity. And I think this is the best opportunity that they've had to win an SEC game this season before the game starts. Obviously, Oklahoma, that turned into a win within like 2 minutes. But yeah.
Lulu Kesson, last one. We'll let you go after this. South Carolina goes on the road and knock off the Vanderbilt Commodores and probably become a top 25 team in the playoff rankings if blank.
Got to have a big game from Kyle and Dylan. I know that Vanderbilt is afraid of South Carolina's pass rush, and so I know that there's some controversy whether Dylan was being held for most of the game against A&M, and that's sort of why he disappeared, but those two really got to pose a challenge and a threat early on. And Vanderbilt obviously has a really mobile quarterback, so they got to be on their A game and give South Carolina's defense the best chance it has to eliminate any, you know, leaky Houdini plays, as Clayton White said on offense.
I'll tell you who else is afraid of South Carolina's pass rush. Every other quarterback in the country that they will play. Lulu Kesson covers the South Carolina Gamecock Athletic Department for the Greenville News and is kind and gracious enough to join us every single Thursday at 8 a.m. Lulu Kesson, you are the best. Are you headed over to Nashville?
I'm not. I'm still, if you couldn't tell in my answers and my voice, I was in Vegas until like 2 days ago for women's basketball. So, like, my time change and everything, like, I have no idea what time it is right now, but I'll be home. I'll be home this weekend.
I want you to know that, unfortunately, I can't go to Nashville, Tennessee, because I'm still recovering from Las Vegas, Nevada. Is a hell of a way to live your life, Lulu. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
You are you are the best. We will talk to you next week, young lady. Thank you as always.
All right. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Lulu Kessin from the Greenville News. You can follow her on X at Lulu Kessin, LuluKessin. Fantastic follow if you're a Gamecock fan diving into college basketball season as that gets underway, but continuing to follow the Gamecock football program as well. When we come back here in just a minute, let's talk some more collegiate footy. We'll stay in the world of football. We got Hayden Ask Mario coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll rerun the Rashad Beard interview at 8:40. We got Fight Club at 9:20. It's all coming down the pipe on the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show continues. The Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the Great Milonzo with you. Be a part of the show. 844-326-3663. 844-FANFONE. Text us 71307. Start your text with Fan, F-A-N. Fan, F-A-N. And we'll read them on the radio broadcast. Real short segment here because we got the interview with Rashad Beard. We did it on Monday. He usually joins us on Thursday in the next segment. But Rashad Beard is over in Germany, Deutschland, right now getting set for the Cats and the Panthers this Sunday, bright and early in the AM portion of the day. So we had Rashad Beard join us on Monday. I'm going to run that interview back for you coming up in the next segment. So make sure you stick around for that. If you missed the announcement yesterday by the Carolina Panthers, Bryce Young will be QB1 for the Cats coming up on Sunday morning. And I think it is without question the correct decision. He has looked like a different cat. Not great, not Pro Bowler, not blowing anybody off the stat sheet, but he's been consistent, right? We've talked about this. Quarterbacks can go win you games, they can go lose you games, or maybe for a guy like a Bryce Young. And sometimes this is even true about the greats. They can go do enough not to lose you the game, right? They can say, we're going to let other guys win the game. And we're just going to provide the platform for us not to lose, and we'll let the other guys go actually win. And I think that's what Bryce Young has done. Granted, you've only won one of the two. But the game against Denver, he kept you alive in it, and the defense just melted down. That's been the big concern. Last week, the defense actually showed up. Last week, the defense kept the Saints out of the end zone during multiple red zone drives. And BY did enough to keep you alive and allow Chuba Hubbard to carry you to the dub, which is what Lonzo's been asking for this team to do all year long. Run the ball. Run the ball. Run the ball. They ran the ball. They won.
A couple years, actually.
That's fair. That's fair. So, Bryce Young getting to QB1. By the way, Jonathan Brooks expected to be activated off the injured reserve list today. Expected to be. If he's not activated by this evening, then he will finish the season on the IR. So we will find out today if they do activate John Brooks. And if he is activated, will he be active on Sunday morning and get his first touch as a Carolina Panther? We'll talk more about that coming up. We did bring that up to Rashad Beard in the interview on Monday. We're going to run that interview for you and talk about the Cats and their game coming up against the New York Giants after this break. Rashad Beard of the Panther Nation podcast is next on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Our friends at New Life Weight Loss are here to help you. And I know that because, well, they helped me. They helped me drop 50 plus pounds. They helped me drop the foot off my waistline, and they have helped me keep it off. Why? Because they helped me through the process. I am a person that is unfortunately an overeater and a stress eater. What New Life did that nobody's ever done for me before was they helped me identify the stressors, and they helped me identify the triggers that made me run to food. And now that I can successfully identify them, I can avoid them when possible. And when they are unavoidable, I have been helped with coping mechanisms. I have been prevented with alternate strategies and ideas. And so the root of my weight loss, of my weight gain, excuse me, was just bad habits. Was bad habits with food, was again, overeating, stress eating, whatever. Now that I know the triggers, now that I know the signs, and now that when I got down to my goal weight, I have felt as young and as energetic as I'd ever felt before. Now I can identify the triggers, and I can lean on that positive feeling that I got when I dropped the LBs, and it's helped me stay there. It's worked for me. It will work for you. I guarantee it. If I can do it, you can do it. With New Life Weight Loss, here's what I want you to do. Call this number, 864-719-2550. 864-719-2550. Tell them the Rob Brown Show sent you. New Life Weight Loss will give you $250 off their program. 864-719-2550. Tell them Rob Brown sent you. Get $250 off the program. Lose the weight. Lose the inches. Gain confidence with our friends at New Life Weight Loss.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.